Greetings, everybody.
Hey, Rosie, where's Bing?
You got me?
Well, it's his birthday, you know.
I know.
Oh, he alerted you, too, huh?
Oh, sure, he sure did.
That boy loves presents, doesn't he?
I hope he loves mine.
Oh, mine, too.
Say, wasn't that a terrific picture of Bing in the papers with the big Norcross birthday card?
That sure was a real beauty.
Shall I sing something while we're waiting for the birthday boy?
That's a good idea. Help yourself to a mic.
Thank you. Buddy, what's number one there on a rack?
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love.
Terrific, Rosie. That was very good.
Oh, you're here.
I'm sorry that I'm late. Really, I am. I had to stop by a store, you know, and exchange a few things.
Already?
What do you mean?
You know what we mean.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bingo. Happy birthday to you.
Hey!
Thank you, Al Dexter and Von DeLee.
Oh,
well,
my.
Thanks, everybody. You found out it was my birthday, huh?
Yes, yes. I got your Norcross card with the little hints scribbled on it.
I got mine, too.
There's a package for you on the table.
Mine's there, too.
Oh, you shouldn't have done it, kid.
Well, it's really nothing, Bing. Happy birthday.
Well, Bing, what's new?
Not me, Rosie. I can assure you of that. I have been around.
No, Bing, don't be blue. We all feel a little older on our birthday.
Say, I'm just happy to make mine. Glad to be here.
I suppose they had a big surprise party for you over at Fox.
Oh, yes, they had a dinger. There was a big cake and ice cream. I was so surprised I nearly forgot to bring the ice cream.
Ooh, I'll bet. Well, this is a big week, Bing.
How you mean?
Well, this is the week of your birthday and the Kentucky Derby.
Say, you're right, yes. We're approaching the Run for the Roses, aren't we?
Well, you're so right. Run for the Roses. You going to Louisville for the big event next Saturday?
No, Ken, I can't make the Derby. I'm busy with this picture, but I sure regret. I really do. I regret it. I just can't be there with the Kentucky Colonels and all the nice folks at Churchill Downs.
I was just wondering, which horse will win the Derby this year?
You wonder which horse will win?
Yes, I wonder which horse will win.
I wonder, too.
Can I tell you something?
What's that?
Both of you. You know, it's thinking like that that makes horse players into bridge jumpers. Don't wonder, be sure, be certain.
Oh, I suppose you're absolutely sure that you have the winner of the Derby.
Mm-hmm. I have a system.
Oh, you and your tea leaves.
No, no, no. I'm not using the tea leaves routine this year. I've abandoned that.
Well, you have. Well, what system are you using?
Just hunches. Hunches and bunches.
Well, what's your hunch?
Yeah, now, come on. Tell us. Who's going to win the Derby?
Oh, I can't tell you. No, I couldn't do that on the radio. Gee, I don't want to be hauled up before some congressional committee for being a tipster, you know. I'll let you know what my big hunch is later, though.
Yeah, I know, but is it a sure thing?
Well, it's a sure thing now, but a hunch, you know, even a great one can fall apart in a week. It's nearly a week till Derby Day, you know.
Now, Bing, I hate to pin you down, but the truth is you're not actually positive of the winner.
Well, let's say I have my mind made up, but it's still open.
Now, there's a neat trick. You know, I have a hunch that you're not so sure you have a cinch.
Hey, lady, if you're looking for a cinch, don't play the horses. Go out and buy some AT&T or something. Or to quote the eminent horse player, Society Kid Hogan, he says, horses can make mistakes. They're only human. That's what the kid said.
The kid's always right.
He's been quoted widely.
See, I wonder if the Society Kid knows which steed will win the Derby. I must call that boy.
Oh, you can't get him now.
No
way to contact the kid, Ken. He's en route. At present, he is hitchhiking his way to Louisville.
Mm-hmm. He usually hitchhikes home, too, doesn't he?
Well, no, not if he has the winner. If he wins, he'll come back by bus. Maybe he'll buy a sports car and drive back to Chicago with the top down.
Blow his top, huh?
Oh, he's a sport.
He's a swinger, the kid.
Yeah.
The horse he bets on had the class he has. He'd be a millionaire at least. That's the way it goes. You can't have everything. Say, with the Derby approaching, shouldn't someone sing Kentucky, Sure As You're Born, don't you think?
That's a good idea.
You know, it ties in, I believe.
All right, go ahead.
When you see a field where grass is blue, everything looks good to you, you're in Kentucky, sure as you're born. When a million sunbeams light your way, saying, strangers, won't you stay? You're in Kentucky, sure as you're born. When the shadows creep, you can go to sleep. On a carpet of moonbeams, you can dream your dreams. Neath a blanket of gleaming stars. And if you wake at dawn, mid glistening dew, find your mammy kissing you. You're in Kentucky, sure as you're born. Yes, you're in Kentucky, sure as you're born. You can go to sleep on a carpet of moonbeams. You can dream your dreams neath a blanket of gleaming stars. And if you wake at dawn mid glistening dew, find your mammy kissing you. You're not Natchez, you're not Memphis, you're in Kentucky, sure as you're born.
Every day of the year, someone has a birthday. And so, every day of the year, a lot of people say, happy birthday, with a Norcross greeting card. There's a Norcross greeting card for every birthday from 1 year to 100. And every possible person, from friend to relative to sweetheart. Say happy birthday the nicest way you can. Pick the nicest cards on the rack. Pick the card with the N on the back.
Rosemary, will you take over now for a moment?
I might just do that.
Please do.
If you love me half as much as I love you, you wouldn't worry me half as much as you do. When there's no one else around, you only build me up to let me down. If you miss me half as much as I miss you, much as you do. I know that I would never be this blue.
About now, some piano from Buddy Cole would be nice to hear. Buddy?
I thought I might chase Chloe through the swamp today.
Chloe? Is that girl still sloshing around in the swamp?
Yeah, I think she likes it.
Chloe. That's one of the songs from your Sleepy Time Gal album, isn't it?
Sure is. Here we go, boys. Chloe, the girl with the blue eyes and the webbed feet.
Oh, that's just ducky. Buddy and boys, you've done it again.
Done what again?
Played a number.
Oh.
And very well, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Weren't you paying attention, Ken?
Oh, yes, naturally. But you see, when I listen to music, I just get carried away.
Oh, so do I. Especially if I'm not involved in it.
By the way, do you get carried away when Bing sings?
Yes, quite often.
Oh, maybe we should put that boy to work, then.
I'm for it.
Hey, Bing, how about singing a song now and weaving a magic spell for Rosemary and the other ladies listening?
You happen to be talking to a fellow that just happens to do that sort of work. That's my touch. Stand by.
Anyone can fall in love. Anyone can touch a star. Beggars can be choosers. Winners, though they're losers, anyone can fall in love. Young or old, the rule applies. When the right one meets your eyes, 9 or 97, you've a right to heaven. Anyone can fall in love. Suddenly the bells are ringing. Suddenly the world seems new. All at once your heart starts singing. the way that mine did when I looked at you. Anyone can fall in love. Anyone can touch your stars. When my arms enfold you, you can say I told you. Anyone can fall in love. Oh, anyone can fall in love.
You know, Rosemary, I'm in the mood today to collect some travel stickers.
Me too. Where'll we go?
Would you be intrigued, for instance, in a jaunt to the Isle of Capri?
Oh, would that intrigue me? It would shake me up.
Well, pull yourself together, because that's where we're heading.
Goody.
Here we go.
Was on the Isle of Capri that I found you.
Beneath the shade of an old walnut tree.
Oh, I can still see the flowers blooming round you.
Where we met on the Isle of Capri.
You were as sweet as a rose, but a darling.
But somehow fate hadn't meant you for me.
And though we sailed with the tide in the morning,
we are still on the Isle of Capri. Summertime was nearly over. Blue Italian skies above.
I said, lady, I'm a rover. Can you spare a sweet word of love?
That Capri Isle was a real winner.
And we were both feeling romantically.
But then the boat was so worn not to linger. T'was goodbye to the Isle of Capri.
That mob
it
with the
that all of the tourists.
It seemed the tourists were pure.
Every man hung around with his wife. We ordered pasta and all
we
kinds of
pasta
vino.
And all
while
kind of vino.
While seven stale mandolins
I think
the pasta is better at
Dino's. Which
is back on the strip in L.A. Every time we think of Capri,
mandolins that we heard then,
we get quite a strong misapprehension. We may hear them again.
At every dance
to memories we made there, and to that island where romance begins.
I've often felt that we both might have stayed there if it weren't for those stale mandolins.
If it weren't for
well, as they say, we've contrived to come to the end. We've enjoyed it, and we hope you have, too.
Thanks for listening, friends. Let's get together again soon, shall we?
Goodbye.